Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Conversation. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. It's on Mondays and Tuesdays now. Switch, because I got stuff going on Thursdays now. So hey, I have a full-time job. My wife has a full-time job. I run a support group and everything. So thank you so much for tuning in to The Conversation tonight as Tom Cotton is revealing detailed analysis of this DREAMS Act and how after we're going to be in the A, if this goes through, for the American that lives here. Don't worry. Newsmax had Mike Lindell on there, and because they certified the election, and and he's got all this, we have not seen any fraud, we have not seen And I'd be on that show, but I'd go, I got a question for you. Okay. Yeah, this guy right here, this black guy, yeah, they certified his court hearing. 12 jurors convicted his butt 20 years ago. Now DNA proved he's innocent. Well, wait a minute here. 20 years ago, the courts said that black guy, they certified him as guilty, and those jurors put him behind bars. But wait a minute, DNA, oh yeah, DNA test proved he's innocent. There was a guy, they tried to get him, I think he was white actually, they had nobody, and they were trying to just get him to admit to the crime and all this, and he wouldn't do it, he was innocent. And some dude noticed that, hey, I saw that dude on the Jumbotron at a baseball game, and that's how he was found acquitted. He got off, because how could he be at a baseball game on a Jumbotron in the MLB when he's supposed to be somewhere murdering someone? John Kerry, yeah. He's the climate czar who took a private jet to Iceland to accept an environmental award. Yeah, that's right, folks. That's right, folks. You take a self-propelled, you take a human-propelled sailboat to go around the world and do whatever you need to and travel. But I'm going to take a private jet. You know, you need to take a public bus. But I'm going to take a private Learjet. You know, I got a Humvee, gas guzzling Humvee. But you need to do buoyant sales from top places are still not stern. It's up and down way too much. And they're not. Okay, wait a minute. I paid $30 for silver this morning, and now an hour later it's down to $20. What the heck? Bull crap. But imagine if you're the bullion dealer and you sell it for $10 and it goes up to $30. It can go both ways. So we got all kinds of stuff going on. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Oregon has estimated that the cost of repairing the federal buildings in Portland by Antifa is going to be over $2.3 million. Now, that comes out of our pocketbooks. That comes out of our taxpayers. I mean, when you have a vice president who is praised by Planned Parenthood to kill babies, they're over the moon for it. It's scary. I got that, and a whole bunch to get into, folks. So I want to remind you of this. And where's it here, folks? It's Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whenever you listen to it. I got a caller on the line if you want to say hi. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you still think the President Trump has a chance to save the country?
I think, I look at it like this. One of the greatest people who did the most effective change in this nation was never a politician, and that was Martin Luther King Jr. And if he can do so much for a nation and never be in a political office, I think Trump could do a lot.
You don't think that Biden is going to ruin a lot of what he accomplished?
I think I've already seen a lot of stuff go down. Like my sister is an insulin-dependent diabetic, and her insulin is already going through the roof. I know people that deal in steel every day that buy it to build, to manufacture, and in one day the steel price went up $20,000. And the people they buy the steel from.
Do you think there's still hope for Trump to turn around the election, or once there's inauguration, it's too late?
I don't. It depends who you talk to, because I've had some people say that technically if they can prove the actual fraud and this and that, then it would be, the election would be overturned. But then I've heard other people say that Biden's already been inaugurated, this, there's nothing they can do no matter what they proved. So I don't know. I just heard so much stuff that, oh, this week we got all this evidence, it's going to be out there. And I just kept hearing it and hearing it. And I'm one of those people, I'm like my wife now. Until I'll sing it, believe it. If they have this evidence, you know, I want to see the evidence. Until I see it, until something happens, I won't believe it. Do you think anything will change, or do you think Biden will be the hero for...
That was my life.
I hope so. Okay, so you're going to continue your program?
Yeah, I am.
We're listening.
Okay. I want to get into this because I was going to talk about this with Mike Lindell when he was on Newsmax, and he said we got this evidence, we got all this stuff, we're waiting for XYZ, and I'm like, okay, and they basically shut him up and took him off, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what to believe until the evidence comes, because I've seen enough evidence to prove that there was fraud in the election. Is it enough to overturn it? Who knows. But there are a lot of people that will tell you straight up that it's a factor of nine. It's one of those where, okay, you got this. If I steal a wallet from a store, that just a wallet, not like you can buy, nothing in it, that's legal because it's only one. But if I steal 50, then it's illegal. You know, if people have been arrested for fraud in this election, and it's been proven, they have been, fraud in the election no matter what. Was it enough to overturn the election? I've seen graphs that show this is what the actual, this is what they saw in Germany, this is what they actually, and it was like a red wave. I've never seen conservative rallies in California like they had with massive amounts of people. Now, I'm going to get criticism for this one, but if there is no fraud, let's say, which I'm not saying there is, but let's say there's no fraud, like people speculate. No one can explain to me the California wave, where people are standing in line, Asian people that came here to escape communism, and they're there, and this is just in, folks, California has gone... For Biden, how can California go? I know elect yet. I know vote yet. And they're like, their English is not the greatest. And they're like, basically like, what in the bleep of the bleep, the bleep, bleep. I haven't even voted yet, but how is California at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or something California's not even called only to like the next day. There are people standing in line in Arizona waiting to vote, and they call it already. They're having hearings proving voter fraud. Well, folks, we're certifying the election. That's bull crap over there. Just remember of all those people that were certified by a jury of 12 that they were guilty, and those people spent 20 years in prison, 15 years in prison, 25 years in prison. Then they were released because DNA proved they were innocent. I think if you can have actual 199% proof, I don't know how they're going to introduce this evidence, because why haven't they done it? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Seeing is believing in my eyes. But, and the question I get asked all the time, wake up, like, how do we wake, like, the, like I always joke about this on Full House, they have, like, wake up, San Francisco, I'm Danny Tanner, you know, and, like, when are they going to wake up? When are people going to realize that, like Tom McDonald said, Black Lives Matter is the stupidest phrase. Don't you realize we've been all screwed the same, basically? People don't realize this, but you have, as a... Democrats and Republicans are off the same bird. It doesn't matter. They give you the illusion choice. Don't worry, folks. Ted Cruz, he's going to introduce legislation to have term limits on Congress and senators. Good deal. I support it, kind of. But what's to support if you get rid of Nancy Pelosi and you get in at AOC or someone even worse? What happens if you get rid of Adam Schiff and you bring in someone even worse? You're basically going to replace a Governor Whitmer with a Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, my niece is calling me, and I'm on live on the air, so I can't take the phone call. I'll let it know. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You're going to do that. You know, the governor of California, he's going to be replaced by Andrew Cuomo. You're going to get some radical left person in there. So you're going to get rid of, you're going to get bad out and get bad or worse even. And that's the problem. And I remember we used to have a place in my hometown that had like party supplies and fireworks. And every year they had like all year round, you could buy all kinds of bottle rockets and, you know, they didn't have that much year-round, but, like, around the 4th of July, that place was all fireworks. Like, they would, like, because there are people that have parties and stuff, and they would, like, discount a lot of their party stuff to cheat to get all the, because they'd get tons of fireworks, all kinds of stuff. And when I was talking to a guy, and he goes, yeah, you got a choice between, you know, Bush and Kerry. Bad or worse. I don't want either of them. Yeah, you know, and that's how a lot of people felt. You have a choice between bad or worse. You can't have it. You know, and it's like, okay, what do we do, folks? I don't want Bush or Gore. I don't want Bush or Clinton. I don't want Dole or Clinton. But we live in this world where you have people that, yay, thank you. We got a climate czar that got an environmental award in Iceland in 2019. Thank you there, Biden, for getting a climate czar in there that actually has done something for the environment. Yeah. Flying a gas-guzzling, environmentally destroying private Learjet up there. I wish I could have private Learjets and million-dollar yachts and 10 homes that use... that one of them uses more electricity in 1 week than most people use in a year, and say, yeah, we need to hamper down on the environment there. Yeah, I've got lead paint in my home, and I have a leaded car. Yeah, it hasn't been converted yet. I still run on my car on leaded gasoline. Yeah. Save the planet. Oh, I don't recycle or reuse or reduce, but save the planet. Oh, yeah, the number one thing you should do to get rid of, you know, you need to, like, not eat meat and get rid of cows. Oh, that's all I eat is meat, nothing else. But save the planet. Oh, yeah, I mean, I use non-biodegradable plastic, but, yeah, save the planet. That's just where we live in. And these idiots buy it up. You know, if Trump had photos of himself with Robert Byrd, one of the high-ranking members of the KKK, he'd be a racist. Biden has photos with him and his buddies with him, and no one cares. That's the world we live in, folks. Just go to, like, SD Bullion and Atmex and a lot of these bullion sale places and look it up. A big chunk of their bullion is out of stock. It's not out of stock. They're not selling it because the silver price is going up and down and fluctuating way too much, and it's so out of control that they're not selling it right now. Now, a lot of people will sell, like, hey, I paid $20 for this bullion. I'll sell it to you for, you know, it's $29 now. I'll give you a deal on it because I'll sell it to you for $25. I'll make $5. Okay, you're getting it below spot right now. Right now you are, but in 2 hours it could be $50. And that's the problem because you're going to have a bunch of people that are told, folks, I'm Benjamin Dover. Here on the right of me is $2,000. Over on the left of me is $2,000 in silver. If for 1 second the silver price gets and goes up by just 15%. And that's what they're going to, and that's what they're afraid of. This, that the steel market is so volatile, the silver market is so volatile that they don't want to sit there and have someone, then like in 1 day it go from $25 to $35, and that's why there a lot of these bullion sites have halted their bullion sales. They have it, they're just not, because they don't want to sit there, and because what's going to happen is people are going to sit there and go in and buy crazy and buy all this stuff when they start selling again, let's say it's $40, and then in 2 months the bullion price drops, and then wait a minute here, and then they get pissed off, and then they're going to try to figure out, I got to get my money back because I paid $40 for it, now it's back down. You got to know the markets. It's got to, you know, but when you're like, when there's a couple people that I'm really, really close with, one of them is a family relative that deals in building stuff, and they buy steel on a weekly basis. Now, until the steel is ready to ship, we can't even tell you a price because it's going up so much. In 1 day, it went up $20,000. And that comes down, okay, now I got to pass that on to the customer. And that's a lot of stuff that's going on here that people don't realize. People don't, you know, when you have people that, like my sister's an insulin-dependent diabetic, and there was stuff done in the last administration to ensure that they had lower insurance prices, and that was instantly negated and executive ordered out. I mean, that's the thing. At last I heard, you take, what is it like, there's like 7 presidents who did fewer executive orders than Biden's done like in his first 2 weeks, and no one's questioning it? Well, I mean, if you go back to when Obama was president, he literally had the whole Congress and Senate and everyone cheering when he gave a State of the Union address and basically said, I've got a pen and I can sign whatever, I can do whatever I want to. I don't really need you. I've got executive order. An executive order was meant to be, okay, somebody came and bombed a building. We need to do something. I need to do this. We don't have time to act. It has to be done now. It wasn't made to pass stuff willy-nilly. And that's the big problem. Now people just abuse it instead of like, okay, yeah, somebody just bombed the federal building. I need to do this. We need to send our resources. We need to get people there, and we need to take and handle this. Whatever, and it's an emergency type situation. not something that's going to be there for a very, very, very long time. I mean, when you, I mean, you'll never look at the press secretary again, that Jen Psaki. I mean, she reminds me of that girl from American Pie. But they keep asking her questions. Well, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Well, I got it. Well, this is the fifth time we've asked it. Six. Well, now they want questions in advance. They want to have questions that are pre-approved in advance. Like, you need to have them in writing so that I can pre-approve them. And then when they go to ask the question, well, yeah, that wasn't an approved question, so I can't answer that. And I mean, no, you need to have answers. We need to have answers. That's the whole point. Hey, XYZ is going on. What are you doing about it? Steel price is going up $20,000-$30,000 in a day. What are you doing about it? You know, I got to get past this. Well, I'm only going to answer questions that I approve of or make me look good. We got to get past this. I mean, it just frustrates me. And I think that's where a lot of Americans are like the American I've been my whole life. Okay, well, yeah, the right wing and left wing come off the same bird. It don't matter. It's a deceptional delusion that, well, you get a choice between a Republican. Well, there's no difference. 99% of them care about themselves. They're only going to do what's best for themselves and what's going to put money in their pocketbooks. If the average American did what 90% of these politicians did, we'd be in prison. And they get away with it. And that's what's frustrating people. Okay, everyone does all this stuff and they get away with it. And okay, how many times has Joe Biden been investigated and Hillary Clinton and nothing ever happens? No matter what evidence we have. And it's just, people just get frustrated. Because it's one of those things that people are just like, oh my God. I mean, a Democrat can say, okay, I'm going to kill the president. And no one really cares, but if I said I disagree with Obama or a Democrat like Maxine Waters, oh, you should be in a re-education camp. I mean, just look at all those videos of the insurrection when there's cops behind them, letting them in, moving the barricades out of the way, helping them get in there, not doing anything to stop them. And then you got people like Maxine Waters that Trump absolutely should be charged with premeditated murder. It makes no sense when all the videos have people letting them in. But when you show that, oh, that's, you know, when you look up who some of those people are that are in those videos, and wow, they're not Trump supporters. That's the real people. There you go. You know. But that's where we're at. And when you show people this stuff, and so whatever, you know, I'm like, that dude, well, okay, well, then I want to see these people, like that guy with the horns, that dude has his face in it, that's trying to be a Trump, looks like, I want to see him prosecuted. I want to see him, like, major punishment. Like, since I know he's not a Trump supporter, I want to see something happen. Major Legion, because I know he's not Trump. I know a lot of those people in that video, I know there were some people that are like, well, hey, we're finally doing something, let's go, not realizing that they are. But I had people in D.C. on that day, and there was hardly, it was peaceful as all get out. But you take someone like Maxine Waters, it's ludicrous what she says, but then people believe it. Oh, yeah, he should be charged. And these people don't know anything. And the people that complain and piss and moan are the same people that, like, they, when they go to those college campuses and they say, who do you think said this? Oh, I could never support someone that said that. Not in a million years could I support someone that said that. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Trump supporter. That was Hillary Clinton that said what? Or that was Biden or Obama. They said what? And they lose their toiletries and they have to go change their Fruit of the Looms because they can't believe that that was, well, I support that guy. Oh, they support him technically, but when you listen to what they have to say, no, you don't. Because when we say, he said this, oh, I didn't know he said that. He said that? I didn't know that. Yeah, he said that. You just said you couldn't support someone that says that. Well, they just said that because they thought it was Trump that said that or Ted Cruz or a conservative, but when they lose their mind because it's someone that they support, because they don't know anything. They're just blind. They just, I don't know, you know, and it's what frustrates me. Because when you try to show people proof, and I'm not, whatever, that's a lie. And I hate it when no matter what you show them, they don't believe you. Like, where's all this evidence of Biden? Oh, if it was Trump, you wouldn't need any evidence. So you would just believe it. But since it's Biden, oh, you need video evidence and paper. You need it. You'd have, and it wouldn't matter what I showed you, what I proved to you. I actually told some guy that one time when we were just having a general discussion. I'm like, basically, I'm not going to talk to you because there's no amount of evidence in the world that's going to get me to convince you that Biden's done anything. You show people those videos where Biden's like putting his hands near girls' chest and sniffing their hair and all stuff. You can tell they're trying to get away. Oh, that didn't make him a pedophile. Oh, if that was Trump, oh, he'd be a pedophile in a second. I mean, but when you have like people like John Kerry that's like flying on a private Learjet to get an environmental award, it's laughable. But people don't care. They'll buy it up. If that was Trump that did that, they'd be like, can you believe Trump did this? Well, I mean, Black Lives Matter has got an award now for their being nominated, like Stacey Abrams, for a Nobel Peace Prize. If I had the Nobel Peace Prize, I'd be handing them back. I mean, shit. Look at this, man. I cured this. I've made something that I am basically, my treatment kills 95%. If you have this cancer, you can pretty much get 99% of it erased. Not 100%, 90. You know, I got a Peace Prize for the work I've done in medicine. And Black Lives Matter gets one? Are you kidding me? You can have my Nobel Peace Prize back. They burned Portland, Oregon to a tune of $2.3 million, and they're up for Nobel Peace Prize? Well, it's not, you know, it's mostly peaceful, you know. It's not, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's three buildings fully engulfed in flames with seven fire departments trying to put it out, but it's mostly peaceful. On the other side of town, 10 miles away, where the riot's not happening, that's the peaceful part, okay? You live in a world where people scream, F the police and defund the police, but then when they get shot at, where's the cops? Help me. Where's the police? Yeah, they want to defund the police until they need the police, and then where are they? Do me a favor, call the cops and order food and see who shows up first. See, they don't, what they really want scares me because they don't know what they want. They just, everything's going to be free under Biden. I've not seen one of my liberal friends post anything positive about Biden. Not one. I'm just saying. And by the time they realize they've been screwed, it's going to be too late. Kind of like, I want to do a disclaimer here, folks. And we had an Asian dude. Let's just say Dashini. And he taught like, he learned like Chinese and Japanese. I think it was Japanese. So he learned like Japanese, Chinese. And he knew French and Spanish. He was like multilingual. And he got to learn all this stuff. Eighth grade. I left after like the second day. Because in schools, they have a program that's basically a school version of Hooked on Phonics. Okay. So I could get to read better. Learn to read. And it helped a bunch. But our world is like Hooked on Phonics. I'm going to take you back to a board meeting with Hooked on. Okay, we got this little program here. I got this great, it's a reading program. It's called Hooked on Phonics. It's going to help people read. It's amazing. We got linguistic experts and everything. And we got teachers and all this stuff. And this is amazing. Johnson, what do you got? I got a great idea. Let's make the phone. Let's just make a phone number. A B C D E F G. A B C. Carly, look at that man, Johnson. He's gonna be a CEO someday. You're a genius. I can read and I can't figure out that damn phone number. How do you expect someone who can't read to be able to dial A B C D E F G? That's. But that's the world now with, like, everybody. There's a difference. Well, there's no difference. Republicans and Democrats. Right wing, left wing, same bird. I'm glad I grew up. See, that's the problem. I grew up in a world where... Please, Mom, yep. She had to take us to the library. Now kids can just take up a device and go, yeah, I need a two-page paper in the writing of a fourth grader on North American white-tailed manatees and send it to the computer and print it. Now it would come from a printer, a report, 2 pages long, for a fourth grader on North American white-tailed manatees. Printed out, ready to go. Not me. We had to beg our parent, my mom, to take me to the library. We promised we'll study this time, and we figured out, get all the materials you need first. That way, if you get busted, and you get in trouble, and you get thrown out of the library, you've already got your stuff. But you didn't... No, you had to go to a card catalog. You had to go to, like, okay, A... B, C, and you pull out the drawer and you have to look for, okay, B. Nah, let's, okay, A, orangutans. Then it gave you a number. Then that number would correspond to an aisle that you had to go to, and then you had to try to find, and then sometimes what you told the teacher were going to do the report about, you couldn't find the books because someone else took the book out. Well, Kyle, I thought you were doing one on North American white-tailed manatees. Well, a teacher I was, but when I went there, the thing was out. And what really happened is I got thrown out of the library. I wasn't able to get the material in time, so I had to try to find what I could in a 10-year-old outdated encyclopedia. Yeah, encyclopedia is like Wikipedia, but it's like printed every year, and you normally buy one. Because they're really expensive and you have them for like 5 years. So some of the stuff in the library and the encyclopedias would be outdated by the time you had to use it. Because, you know, I mean, like I've said before, this world we have today, kids would watch Animal House, National Lampoon's Animal House, and be like, on a test, who bombed Pearl Harbor? The Germans. Were any of you watching National Lampoon's Animal House? Because about 10 of you on your history exam, when I asked who bombed Pearl Harbor, you wrote Germany. Next time, You don't take history lessons from John Belushi. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No. Germans? Pearl Harbor? Dude, he's on the roll. Just go ahead. And they would believe it. They wouldn't check anything. No one facts checks. No one does anything. They don't know any better. Oh, that FBI director was evil because he's going after Obama. But as soon as he went after Trump, keep him. The kids didn't know any. Yeah, Trump got rid of the FBI director. Like, yay! And then he's like trying to shut him up because the narrative had changed. That's what's wrong in this world. Yeah, people taking private Lear jets to get climate awards. We want to thank you for going across the country from New York City to L.A. in a car that runs on leaded fuel in order to accept this Save the Planet Award. That's right. As I sit here in this non-recycled cup with this plastic straw, I'm gonna, you know, that's just what we live in. That's why, like, Tom McDonald, the guy that says fake woke, he's real. He says what people don't want to say. And you talk to the Tatum Report, the guy's kind of true. I mean, sometimes I get him, not 100%, but he's like, you know, we need to stay on Facebook. We need to stay on Twitter. We need to stay on Instagram and win. Okay, he's up to like 3 million views in like 2 days. Keep it up. Mess up the algorithms. No, you're going to change. We're not going anywhere. I guess now you have to put 5 or 6 words in between the word China and the word you're about to hear called virus, because I guess you can't say them back to back. You can't say China virus. Executive order. You got a VP that's basically being considered over the moon by the CEO of Planned Parenthood is over the moon for Kamala Harris because he knows that she's going to be 100%. Because you know that, like, Planned Parenthood does a lot of things. You can get a lot of stuff done in Planned Parenthood, but 95% of what they do is coat hangers. Coochie coat hangers, and they kill babies. I saw a documentary, like, when there are people that would actually, they would sit there and have someone do that with a coat hanger, kill a baby, when it was in places where it was illegal and stuff. It's my body, it's my choice. Well, then make the choice before you have the kid, okay? Don't get pregnant, you know, and then don't get pregnant and it's okay. No. Don't use abortion as contraception. There's consequences in this world. Take Obamacare. If you don't pay it, if you don't have it, you got the individual mandate, you got fined. Guess what? Guess what, folks? That individual mandate, I guarantee he's coming back. What did Obamacare prove? If you don't have health care, you'll get fined. Oh, you don't have a hairstyle that we approve of, you'll get fined. You don't wear a tutu, you get fined. There's consequences. You don't have to stop a stop sign, but if you could possibly hit someone that actually follows the rules. When you should be stopping and they're going because they've been at the stop sign way before you and you were in the stop sign and you hit them, it's your fault. You don't have to stop at a red light, but you're probably going to good chance you might hit somebody that's going on green. And if you go through the red light and forget that don't realize it's red and you don't hit anyone, you're lucky. You're playing roulette. You don't have to stop at a red light or a stop sign, or you don't have to follow any rule, but there are consequences. And some people don't get that. It's all consequences to actions. You don't have to have insurance. Well, that's individual mandate. Yeah, you have. And that proved that they can make you do whatever they want to, but if they don't, if you don't do that, hey, there's consequences. That's what's wrong. We've taken consequences out of this whole world. Well, you can't. Bull crap. My mom worked for the school system, so I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get away with anything. If I got in trouble, they'd be like, hey, all I had to do is hit an extension number, and they'd get the other school, and they'd talk to my mom. And that's the thing. I knew I'd get my butt beat if I did something wrong. Now kids are like, oh, they can't beat me. You can't hit me. I'll call the police. Go ahead, call the police. When the police gets here, you want the police with told my parents, son, you're lucky that I'm here because my mama would have beat me. I knew what my parents would have done. That's why I didn't do it. I knew the consequences of my actions. People don't have that today. There's no, I can, oh, don't worry, man. I'm going to do whatever I want to. There's no consequences anymore for anything. The only consequences I have is if I do this radio show, are they going to try to take me down? They're going to try to shut me up. Do you stay on Facebook and say, no, you're going to change, not me. I ain't going anywhere. Are you like Tatum? No. He got 3 million some people. Let it be heard. I've seen, because I've looked at putting a CB in my Jeep, and there's tons of people on these webs, on these buy and sell here things on my Facebook. They're like, why would you get rid of the teeth? They're like, I'm getting rid of it. And people are like, why would you do that? You know, because that's going to be the last bastion of communication is a CB or like a ham radio. But see, I wanted one on my Mustang. I think I said this before. When I wanted to get it on my Mustang, I was like, oh, you just want to. Like, oh, you want to be Smokey the Bandit. For some reason, when I had a Mustang and I wanted to put a CB in there, everyone just, oh, you want, and I always played dumb, like, well, what's Smokey and the Bandit? Because I just hate when people stereotype things. Okay, well, then what would I be if I want a CB in my Jeep? I can't be a Smokey and the Bandit, can I? Because Smokey and the Bandit didn't have a Jeep. But that's this world we live in, folks. People don't get it. People don't. It just frustrates you. You know, they're going to come after your freedom. They're censoring us, or they're trying to. It's only a matter of time before they censor you. I support Biden because he's going to bring unity to this nation. And the very people that are talking about unity are the ones that had a mannequin that looked like Trump's head with blood all on it, and it's being held up by someone. Someone that's preaching unity is someone that made a rap video about mock killing Trump. All these people that were mock killing Trump and bashing us and going off on us are the same ones that, well, we need to have Biden because we need to have unity. I'm the press secretary. I can't answer any questions, so I'm just going to ramble on for like 10 minutes because don't ask me any questions because I don't know anything. And please, I'm tired of the circling. Just don't ask me the question 15 times, and you don't have to circle back. If you're bitching that I'm not answering the question, it's because you're asking a question I can't answer. Now, if you ask me Biden's favorite ice cream, I might be able to respond to you. It might not be actually what he likes, but who's going to know? I need questions in advance. And then I can sit there and if they're acceptable questions and I can answer them, maybe. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee you I can answer the question. But if I'm the press secretary, I don't know anything. I've been in my office all day looking for the secretary to press, because that's what I do, and I can't find it. I thought it might be an easy button on that office store. You can't make this stuff up, dude. The Onion is not even the Onion's out of business, dude. The press secretary makes the Onion look like she's fact. The Onion. I mean, remember that the Onion, the magazine that would have like the Cubs finally destroyed Wrigley Field to rebuild a new one to hopefully win the World Series. I mean, this administration makes the Onion look like it's fiction. Real. I mean, it's sad because, like, the Onion was fake. But compared to the Biden administration, it's like, okay, the National Enquirer is going under. Heck, who needs a National Enquirer? Just watch the press secretary. But they give you this illusion, as I wrap this up, of freedom. Well, you have a choice. Well, let me see here. I get to choose between the right wing or the left wing. Well, I don't want that bird. Well, you have a choice. Well, I don't want either wing. Comes off the same bird. It's okay. You have a choice between this bird or that. Well, it's the same. The right and left wing come off the same bird. Oh, don't worry. We're going to have term limits, everyone. So we're going to get rid of bad and introduce worse. How you doing? Since term limits are over, bad left. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, bad. She left. I'm worse. How you doing? You thought she could drink? Hold my Everclear. And that's what they're going to do. Just like these people have this delusional illusion that there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats. If they ever get term limits, you're going to get, and I said that to someone like 5 years ago, okay? So what makes you think that because they have, what would they call that? Term limits, that they're not just going to hand select someone that's going to get in to keep their agenda going. That's what's going to happen. They're going to give you the illusion that you didn't want to have someone in Congress because too much power is a bad thing. So we're going to have term limits. Trust us. Yeah, I'll trust you, because every 4 years you'll get someone, you'll switch out a Andrew Cuomo for Governor Whitmer, or we're going to get rid of Maxine Waters, and we're going to give you, AOC. Not necessarily those people, but you're going to get Andrew Cuomo out, and you're going to put a Governor Whitmer in. So there's really going to be no difference. They're going to still do the same crap. You're screwed no matter what you do. That's what you do. You know what? If the Proud Boys and Antifa came together and said, hey, let's be one, the government wouldn't know what to do if we came together and united and said, just wait until the people that don't want to be bothered are forced to get involved. Just wait till the people that are forced to get involved. Because I know people that don't watch news, don't do it. They just want to be left alone. Okay, I don't want to pay taxes. I don't care about you. Do whatever the heck you want to do. You don't touch my money, and you leave me alone. Wait till they get involved. Got about 8 minutes left in the program. I'm getting some Premier League news. As you know, we beat Southampton 9-0, and I think when we looked it up, it was like 9-1. United beat. It was one of the highest scoring games ever. And, you know, what do I think about that? And, you know, it's Southampton's fault with that red card in the beginning of the game. You know, what are you gonna do? I mean, and people want to know, like, what? Because someone asked me, like, what's my thoughts? You know, look at this. Yes, look what United did. Isn't that awesome? And we're second in the table with 44 points, behind Man City with 47. But when you had the Jesuits, Jankewitz, had a two-minute red card, and 2 minutes in, it was pretty much 10 men. We're going against 10 men, and we just dominated. But I kind of feel it's like, okay, a guy takes a Scottish Claymore and slices me in the belly, and I'm bleeding profusely, and there's shite everywhere, and I take a couple Tesco Band-Aids, and I'm okay, and you're like cheering because you put 9 Tesco Band-Aids on there, and you're like, okay, so you need to be seen by a surgeon. This needs to be stitched up. You probably got internal bleeding. I mean, stitching up is about 1% of it. There's probably all kinds of internal organ damage that we're going to have to see if we can even save you. You just put 9, and that's how I feel. Yeah, we won 9-0. The goal differential has gone down. We got 3 vital points. So calm down. But where's our director of football? Where is Ollie being backed? It's plain, I could be wrong, but it's plain to see from where I see things. They didn't get Jadon Sancho. They're not getting them players he wants. To try to make it up to him, they got him Donny van de Beek. Why isn't he not playing Donny van de Beek? I don't think Solskjaer wanted him, and he's just kind of like, we're getting you somebody. Here you go. That's not, I don't even think he was even, if you had a list of players on the roster, I don't think he was even on the roster. Now, I could be wrong, and I hope I am. I hope I'm wrong, you know. I really do. But I really don't think if he had a list of 10 players, he was on there. And they just got him hoping. Okay, let's get this. Let's see what happens, Mike. And he's showing his disgust by not playing the guy. I think he should be played. He has pedigree. He's played in Premier League football here at United. But he's played in Champions League. He has pedigree. I mean, I do think some of the substitutions Ollie made were spot on. I think he's kind of learning on the job, and I just wish he had, not that the players under him, not that the managers under him, like his coaches, are bad. I just wish he had some very high-end people under him that were like, okay, that had pedigree, that, hey, I was a assistant under Zidane at Real Madrid. I was an assistant at PSG, or I was an assistant at Bayer Leverkusen, or at Bayern Munich, and I have pedigree. I was at Ajax. So, you know, that way, not that who we have is not good. I'm not saying that. Please don't take that the wrong way. But I'm saying get some experience under there. That way He's got some people that have pedigree. I mean, I'm not saying that who he's got under him is bad. Like Michael Clinton, it's not bad. But it's like, I know people that were great players that probably just couldn't translate their amazing style to the pitch. Oh, you're one of the greatest players. I mean, just because Ollie is a great player doesn't mean he's going to be a great manager. I think he will be. I think he could be another Alex Ferguson. Maybe not 20-some years, but I think he could be a hero for 4 or 5 years and do some amazing things. I just feel like he's getting screwed because this is his dream job and he's not getting backed. And I think it's obvious because he didn't get Jadon Sancho in here, and they got him a player that he's not playing, and I think he's not playing him because it's not who he wants. And I think he's like, hey, I'm going to prove to you that you got a player I didn't want because I'm not going to play him. I'm going to try to, as nicely as I can, screw you. Yeah, and it's sad because I kind of feel like Donnie Van de Beek's like, so why am I even here? I'm not getting any game time. But the problem you have is you have so much deadwood at the club. And these players are in a ridiculous way. You do. I mean, hell, they might as well get paid what they're getting paid. They might as well get paid $80,000 a week to just sit on their butt and do nothing. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. God gave you a brain. Use it. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up. Look it up. Do your homework. Do your research. Do you think that Donnie Van de Beek is not getting played because Solskjaer doesn't like him? Look him up. Look it up. And come to your own conclusion. Put a blindfold on and put a jump to conclusions mat on the floor and jump and see what conclusion you land on. God gave you a brain to think, and that's what I try to do here. I try to wake you up. The right wing and the left wing come up the same bird. You're screwed if you pick Republican or Democrat. Yeah, we got a 9-0 victory yesterday, but we still have so many problems. You're putting 9 Band-Aids on something that needs massive internal surgery and then staples and stuff. Thank you. God bless you all, and good night. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we wish you pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night.